What is a podcast anyway? From Denver in Colorado, the latest from podnews.net with the Dr. John Deloney Show. But first, news about things with four legs, fur, and a waggly tail. Yes, partnering with Max Fund, an animal adoption center in Denver, Pod News is bringing you lunchtime playtime with the Pod News puppies on the Podcast Movement Expo floor. Find the Pod News puppies and their schedule in front of our booth, and unlimited pats and strokes are on us, and you're welcome. Now, what is a podcast? New data from Cullman Insights and Amplify Media, to be debuted later this week, suggests that 3/4 of podcast consumers think a podcast should be defined as audio or video. The data also uncovers that just like streaming video, most consumers use more than one podcast app. The full data will be presented on Thursday at Podcast Movement. Expect announcements later today from Apple Podcasts about new tools and services for creators. We'll have all the details tomorrow. Podcast One is to go on the NASDAQ on August the 28th, we hear. A free podcast studio has been opened in Omaha in Nebraska. It's part of a new branch of the technology hub Do Space. In Taipei, the number of people listening to podcasts has reached half of radio's audience. According to the media regulator, the poll, though, does suggest that only 17% of adults listen to the radio in the country, and the reporting doesn't say whether that figure is daily, weekly, or monthly. And Sounder's contextual targeting product will be used for cable television, the company has announced, with an integration with Iris TV. Sounder unlocks precise insights using the audio track of CTV content, a signal previously untapped to any degree of sophistication by legacy studios for video, says the press release. In People News, John W. Gibbons has been appointed to the board of directors at Libsyn. He's serving as interim CEO and chief product officer. Time for some tech stuff, and Spotify has published an R&D paper on identifying what language a podcast is in. We would point out that the open RSS standard has a language tag, although that does depend on the podcaster setting it accurately. IPFS could be a way you want to host your podcast. The Pod News Weekly Review interviews Cameron from IPFS Podcasting in its latest edition. And the way you appear in our new podcast trailers podcast is if you have an episode marked as a trailer in your RSS feed. Apple Podcasts gives details of how to highlight this episode type. We link to that today. And in podcast news, the Airlines Confidential podcast has hit 200 episodes. The show, sponsored by Pratt & Whitney and by Doohop, has the former CEO of American Airlines, Doug Parker, on the show, and a look at recent developments for the US airline industry, presumably not covered why I had to wait over an hour for my luggage in Denver Airport. And going on a long flight, new podcast trailers is for you. Trailers from a selection of shows we mention, all in one feed, so you can work out what to listen to next. Find new podcast trailers wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is sponsored by the Dr. John Deloney Show. A more peaceful life is possible. For more practical advice on dealing with loneliness, anxiety, depression, relationships, and more, find the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.